Chapter 31, Another Breed. As we were leaving the cemetery, the driver of the cab worried about the condition of his own mother's grave. He asked if I would mind taking a short detour to look at it. It was a pathetic little stone that marked his mother, not that it mattered. And the driver asked me if I would mind another brief detour, this time to a tombstone salesroom across the street from the cemetery. I wasn't a Bokoninist then, so I agreed with some peevishness. As a Bokoninist, of course, I would have agreed gaily to go anywhere anyone suggested. As Bokonin says, peculiar travel suggestions are dancing lessons from God. The name of the tombstone establishment was Avram Breed and Sons. As the driver talked to the salesman, I wandered among the monuments, blank monuments, monuments in memory of nothing so far. I found a little institutional joke in the showroom. Over a stone angel hung mistletoe. Cedar boughs were heaped on her pedestal, and around her marble throat was a necklace of Christmas tree lamps. "How much for her?" I asked the salesman. "Not for sale. She's 100 years old. My great-grandfather, Avram Breed, carved her." "This business is that old?" "That's right. And you're a Breed? The 4th generation in this location. Any relation to Dr. Asa Breed, the director of the research laboratory?" "His brother. He said his name was Marvin Breed." "It's a small world," I observed. "When you put it in a cemetery, it is." Marvin Breed was a sleek and vulgar, a smart and sentimental man.